Easter, Week 7, Thursday, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Christ the Lord has promised us the Holy Spirit. Come, let us adore him. Alleluia. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord. Hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks. With songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Christ the Lord has promised us the Holy Spirit. Come, let us adore him. Alleluia. Eternal Father, through your word, you gave new life to Adam's race, transformed men into sons of light, new creatures by your saving grace. To Father, Son, and Spirit blessed, undying praise and glory give. Their silent voice no ear has heard, yet by their every word we live. Pay heed, Lord, and see how we are taunted. Psalm 88. Continued. And yet you have rejected and spurned, and are angry with the one you have anointed. You have broken your covenant with your servant, and dishonored his crown in the dust. You have broken down all his walls, and reduced his fortresses to ruins. He is despoiled by all who pass by. He has become the taunt of his neighbor. You have exalted the right hand of his foes. You have made all his enemies rejoice. You have made his sword give way. You have not upheld him in battle. You have brought his glory to an end. You have hurled his throne to the ground. You have cut short the years of his youth. You have heaped disgrace upon him. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Pay heed, Lord, and see how we are taunted. I am the root and stock of David. I am the splendid morning star. Psalm 88 concluded. How long, O Lord, will you hide yourself forever? How long will your anger burn like a fire? Remember, Lord, the shortness of my life, and how frail you have made the sons of men. What man can live and never see death? Who can save himself from the grasp of the grave? Where are your mercies of the past, O Lord, which you have sworn in your faithfulness to David? Remember, Lord, how your servant is taunted, how I have to bear all the insults of the peoples. Thus your enemies taunt me, O Lord, mocking your anointed at every step. Blessed be the Lord for ever. Amen. Amen. I am the root and stock of David. I am the splendid morning star. Our years pass like grass, but you, God, are without beginning or end. Psalm 89. O Lord, you have been our refuge from one generation to the next. Before the mountains were born, or the earth, or the world brought forth, you are God without beginning or end. You turn men back to dust and say, go back, sons of men. To your eyes 1,000 years are like yesterday, come and gone, no more than a watch in the night. to sweep men away like a dream, like grass which springs up in the morning. In the morning it springs up and flowers, by evening it withers and fades. So we are destroyed in your anger, struck with terror in your fury. Our guilt lies open before you, our secrets in the light of your face. All our days pass away in your anger, our life is over like a sigh. Our span is 70 years, or 80 for those who are strong. And most of these are emptiness and pain, they passed swiftly and we are gone. Who understands the power of your anger, and fears the strength of your fury? Make us know the shortness of our life, that we may gain wisdom of heart. Lord, relent, is your anger for ever? Show pity to your servants. In the morning, fill us with your love. We shall exult and rejoice all our days. Give us joy to balance our affliction, for the years when we knew misfortune. Show forth your work to your servants. Let your glory shine on their children. Let the favour of the Lord be upon us. Give success to the work of our hands. Give success to the work of our hands. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our years pass like grass, but you, God, are without beginning or end. God raised our Lord from the dead. Alleluia. He will also raise us by his power. Alleluia. A reading from the first letter of St. John, chapter 5. I have written all this to you, so that you who believe in the name of the Son of God may be sure that you have eternal life. We are quite confident that if we ask him for anything, and it is in accordance with his will, he will hear us. And, knowing that whatever we may ask, he hears us, we know that we have already been granted what we asked of him. If anybody sees his brother commit a sin that is not a deadly sin, he has only to pray, and God will give life to the sinner. Not those who commit a deadly sin, for there is a sin that is death, and I will not say that you must pray about that. Every kind of wrongdoing is sin, but not all sin is deadly. We know that anyone who has been begotten by God does not sin, because the begotten Son of God protects him, and the evil one does not touch him. We know that we belong to God, but the whole world lies in the power of the evil one. We know, too, that the Son of God has come and has given us the power to know the true God. We are in the true God, as we are in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God. This is eternal life. Children, be on your guard against false gods. A responsory from 1 John. We know that the Son of God has come, and he has given us the power to know the true God. Alleluia. No one has ever seen God. It is God's only Son, who is nearest to the Father's heart, who has made him known. And he has given us the power to know the true God. Alleluia. A reading from the commentary of St. Cyril of Alexandria on St. John's Gospel. Everything has been accomplished which remained to be done on earth, but it still remained necessary that we should share and participate in the divine nature of the Word, that is, that we should put away our life and be utterly transformed and launched on a new way of holy living. Now this could not be brought about except by a sharing and a participation in the Holy Spirit. The most suitable and appropriate time for the sending of the Holy Spirit and his descent upon us was the time which followed immediately upon the departure of Christ our Saviour from our midst. for I think it is true to say that while Christ was still present in bodily form among those who believed in him, he was revealed to them as one who conferred every good gift. But since the time and the need were now calling him to be carried up to his Father in heaven, it was necessary for him to be present through the Spirit with those who worshipped him, and to dwell in our hearts through faith. Having him with us in this way, we would be able to cry out with confidence, "Abba, Father," and to make peaceful progress towards every virtue. We would prove powerful and invincible against the wiles of the devil and the attacks of men, for we would possess the Spirit, whose power has no limit. It is easy to prove, from the Old and the New Testaments, that the Spirit changes the character of those among whom he comes to dwell and transforms their life. The holy man Samuel, when speaking to Saul, said, "The Spirit of the Lord will come mightily upon you, and you will be turned into another man." St. Paul said, "We all, with unveiled face, behold the glory of the Lord, are being changed into the same likeness from one degree of glory to another. And this comes from the Lord, the Spirit, for the Lord is the Spirit." End of quote. You can see then that the Spirit recreates, so to speak, in a new pattern those among whom he is seen to dwell. He readily replaces their desire to think earthly thoughts with the desire to fix their gaze only on the things of heaven. He changes their unmanly cowardice into the spirit of courage. We can certainly see that the disciples experienced this. The Spirit became their armor, so that they did not yield to the attacks of their persecutors, but held fast to the love of Christ. And so, the truth of our Saviour's words can be seen, "It is to your advantage that I go away to heaven." For that was the time for the descent of the Spirit. A responsory from John 16. "If I do not go, your advocate will not come, whereas if I go, I will send him to you. When he comes, he will guide you into all truth." Alleluia. He will not speak on his own authority, but will tell only what he hears, and will make known to you things to come. When he comes, he will guide you into all the truth. Alleluia. Let us pray. Lord God, let your Spirit come upon us in power and fill us with his gifts, to render our minds pleasing to you and make us docile to your will. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.